mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We'll get into more details in this hour about the giant illegal alien demonstration staged by the Bush administration and the government of Mexico yesterday. Some of the violence that broke out that's in local papers but hasn't hit the national news. There's also a new oil shock ahead. They're looking at $100 a barrel. That's the London Guardian. Chalibi, the guy that staged the intelligence out of that special Pentagon office Bush created, is backstaging Iran intelligence. Iran will hit Israel if U.S. does anything, quote, evil. And a story here out of the Denver Post, 666 cents, date marked with caution. And we'll tell you what the feds are saying about 666 coming up, 66 of 06. Also, Fox News attacking Stephen Colbert for his correspondence dinner comments. How dare him? Something I never got into a few days ago, but it's important. Mexico said to legalize pot, cocaine, heroin. I'm going to give you my take on that and a lot more coming up in this hour. Last hour, we got into how they have a good chance in this session or the next session that starts in a few months to be able to start the impeachment process at the state level in Vermont. Well, there's other good news, this time out of the Live Free or Die state, and that's New Hampshire. House Bill 1582 has passed the legislature and is going to the governor. And this blocks the national ID card known as the Real ID Act passed last year that federalizes state driver's license and puts them into a centralized database. Of course, illegal aliens are all exempt. And we are honored to be joined by State Representative Neil M. Kirk from the Live Free or Die state. The bill is House Bill 1582. Representative, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Alex.
We're about to break here in just a moment, and so we'll come back and recap. But please tell us how this legislation developed, and will the governor sign it, and what it does exactly?
I'd be glad to. First, it passed the House by a 70% margin, and it's now in the Senate. The governor has said that if the Senate passes it, he will sign it, but it is not yet on his desk.
Okay, excuse me, I was misreading.
The bill basically says the state of New Hampshire will not participate in the Real ID Act because the Real ID Act is a de facto national identification card masking as a state driver's license. And the people of New Hampshire, as you correctly called us, the Live Free or Die state, didn't elect people to come to Concord to put a federally sponsored national identification card on them. We believe in individual liberties. We believe that the government serves us. We don't think that the government should be empowered to collect information about us, which this will facilitate, without our consent. It's not the kind of thing that we think is the American way. It reminds many of us of what happened in the Second World War, and indeed happens in countries today where they have a papers please mentality. The Real ID Act in itself is designed to provide security for driver's licenses, which everybody can support.
Well, they have a papers, please, unless you're an illegal alien.
Well, the illegal aliens, of course, try to avoid being asked for papers, so I think your point is well taken. Technically, an illegal alien is not supposed to be able to get a driver's license. So under any circumstances, if this bill works correctly, those folks will not get driver's licenses. But on the other hand, they don't need them to drive. As we all know, they drive without them.
No, you're absolutely right.
So what this bill will do is nothing to provide security for us in terms of terrorism, because terrorists will get passports from their home countries, and a passport from a home country entitles you to a real ID in the United States. And at the borders, as you well know, illegal aliens are not going to bother to get one of these documents.
Well, see, that's a key point. But I mean, this is basically the guest worker program on top of it. Another reason the Real ID Act is so bad, because it allows any foreigner who wants to go ahead and get one of these and then get welfare and everything else. But then if the illegals choose, they don't have to have this, or they can use a fake identity to get one. It actually makes us less secure. We'll be back with the state rep. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
That's right, waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. In fact, Ron Paul has talked about how the Real ID Act really is part of a Pan-American ID, because any of these foreigners who want it can apply and get it with their visas, with their passports. So it does that too, which I know is very conservative, open borders, gun control, record spending. I know, I'm liberal, I understand, because I actually defend the Bill of Rights. And then on top of it, it's going to track and trace citizens with the Total Information Awareness Network that just changed its name, and it's going to be used as a new national sales tax that a lot of other fake neocons are pushing. Oh, we need to get rid of the income tax. No. They're going to keep both. They're going to have the, quote, Social Security tax. It won't be called income tax. It'll be 12 to 15%, then a nice 20 to 30% sales tax. By the time they're done jacking it up, you're going to love it. 5-10 years from now, you'll be saying, I wish I wouldn't have been conned. We got both these taxes now. And they're going to... So you're going to have a graduated sales tax, and this is official. These are the federal plans and big industry symposiums they have that we've covered. When you go into, say, Target or Walmart or the Five and Dime, it brings federal control into every shopping cart, every terminal. You'll have to swipe your driver's license that doubles as a national ID card to decide what graduated sales tax you're in, because if you make under, they're saying, $15,000 a year, you won't have to pay the sales tax. But then it'll be graduated to be fair. But see, we can't have tax cheats. We're about to go back to our guest, the state rep, who's honored us with by joining us. We can't have people who've got money fencing it through poor people that go in and make the purchases, and so they get a lower sales tax rate of, say, 20% in some cases, or higher. See, that's a lot of money. And so we'll have to, you think the IRS investigating you is bad? Imagine all these new revenue officers with a database of everything you bought and sold. Oh, we show you bought too much for your income. You must be fencing goods with your sales tax. Oh, you must be or having a second job of black market income. This is total transparent economy. The opposite of freedom. Big brother on 1,000 injections of steroids. All right, I'm ranting, but you read their plan. I mean, you go read the minutes of the RFID conference and conventions, you know, they have in Chicago and New York, where they're just snickering and giggling about all this. Going back to the wonderful state rep in the Live Free or Die state. By the way, I have an Infowars.com bumper sticker that says Live Free or Die. I've stolen that wonderful motto. It belongs to more than just Patrick Henry, ladies and gentlemen. They've introduced House Bill 1582. It's passed the House. It's in the Senate. And that is to throw out the National ID Card Real ID Act. Going back to Representative Neil M. Kirk, we're honored to have you, sir. Please give us more details of legislation. And I've also heard now other states are thinking about following suit.
The legislation is very simple. It's a paragraph. It simply says we will not participate in the National ID program as implemented through the Real ID Act. But I did think, Alex, that I was hearing about a state that I certainly wouldn't want to live in, as you described some of the things that might happen. I just like to make it clear that these are possibilities, some of which have been discussed, as you've suggested. Others are conjecture. The point of the Real ID Act and the reason why we're so concerned about it in New Hampshire is that while it does none of those things, it makes any or all of those things possible. What it does is to set up the framework, specifically common data elements, a machine-readable technology yet to be determined, which could be RFID chips or smart chips or something else, and a national database to which the federal government and all states would have access.
It's an integrated national database with federal standards to the states. And
that's correct.
Let me just interrupt. So the reason I know so much about this is that I'm not trying to brag. This is one of my specialties, just so you know. I'm not shooting my mouth off. Texas was openly the model state. Clinton signed an executive order for highway funds in 1993, right when he got into office. I protested it and was arrested in 97, made a film about it in 97. America Destroyed by Design, and in the executive orders and the plans, it says we're going to have a digital thumbprint, digital face scan photo, and a readable chip and a script. They're going to have all these in there. Of course, the federal law says, you know, several of them, which then has a key number that integrates to the database. So that's why I'm so aware of this. And I mean, I know a lot of that stuff I was bringing up sounds wild, but this has been a long time coming, sir.
I have no doubt that a lot of people have been talking about these things, Alex, but I just wanted to make clear that this is the way things such as you described happen is not all at once, but incrementally. The first step is to create the framework, which is what Real ID does. Beyond that, I think we will see not just the government, but also the private sector see the advantages of incorporating all sorts of information about you onto this chip. Credit card information, health information, banking information, which then will join the other driver's license type information in the data bank. And frankly, Lord Acton had it right. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And this is a potential source of what amounts to absolute informational power.
Well, I agree.
And we're very concerned about it.
Well, I agree. I want to talk about the strategy to get this passed and get it passed in other states. But you just mentioned a British statesman. At the same time, sir, we have England implementing a national ID card, saying they're going to fund it by selling the data, and private companies here are already selling the data back to the feds. So it was in the New York Times, 3 years ago, where it said every credit card purchase, everything you do, it's all going to go in the database. So that's admitted. I mean, TiVo, when you watch your cable box, is reporting your psychological algorithm, that's Chicago Tribune, in real time back to be sold to the data companies.
These kinds of things are happening in the private sector as we speak. I think you're quite right about that. They see ways to use this information to make money. But at the moment, while the federal government is collecting some of this, our safety is preserved by the separation of a lot of these databases. The concern about Real ID is that there will be a single database which has a single number representing you, which will be the repository for both the private sector databases, additional government sector databases, and therefore information about yourself where you have had no control as to what is included in the central
database.
And
by the way, they admit that around 2% of it will probably be wrong information. They call it the grand database. They have the Matrix system in Florida. They have the, well, I mean, please continue.
The database itself, of course, will be subject to abuse. It will be the kind of information that every marketer in the world will want to get into and every ID thief will get into. And I put it to you that it will be hacked, that it will not provide us the security that we want for the reasons I've suggested.
And by the way, the feds are already saying it's going to include your Google searches, your Yahoo searches, your Internet history. That's already being sold between the companies, but now that has a potential to be in there.
The system would allow that to happen, but I certainly hope that you and I and other Americans would rise up in righteous indignation against the federal government which would contemplate that.
Did you see the article 2 years ago?
I'm sorry?
Did you see the article 2 years ago in USA Today where it was something like scoff laws targeted by ordering pizzas? Front page USA Today where the big three pizza companies, when you instantly order, it goes into a federal database to scan if you have federal or state warrants, and then they get 20% of fines or fees. And so instead of a pizza, you get a SWAT team?
No, I'm sorry I missed that, but that sounds like the things that we could expect government to do when they have the technology and the ability to do that, which is one of the reasons why we don't want to give them the power to centralize all of this information and data through the Real ID system. And it's why I think New Hampshire, if the Senate joins with the House, will lead the nation into a revolt against this. I expect and have been told that other states will follow once one state has the courage to lead the way. And I hope that will be the live free or die state of New Hampshire.
Now, we got to know there are a bunch of lobbyists, the hardware sellers and the federal government there in your state right now. How do we help you, Representative Neil Kirk, make sure that the Senate passes this as the House has done? And then finally, where does the governor stand?
The governor will support the bill. If the Senate passes it and it goes on to his desk, the governor said he will sign it. So that isn't a particular issue.
Do you have any obstructionists in the Senate?
Yes. Our two federal senators, Senator Gregg and Senator Sununu, are on opposite sides of this issue. And they are, and so our state Senate is hearing two different versions of the story, and I think that they have not yet made up their minds as to what they're going to do. They're going to be voting tomorrow or the next day. And a lot of people in New Hampshire who are very concerned about this issue have been calling their state senators. There have been rallies in New Hampshire. There's been an extraordinary amount of publicity in the state. It's on the front pages of the newspapers. It's in the columns. It's in the editorials. Our conservative newspaper, the Union Leader, and our liberal newspaper, the Concord Monitor, both of them have come out editorially against Real ID. It's across the spectrum here, and the senators are aware of this. They know the people don't like this bill. And hopefully, Washington lobbying aside, our senators will listen to their constituents and do the right thing and vote in favor of 1582.
Well, Communist China last year put in a national ID card. We don't need to be like China.
Or many of the other countries who have put in these national ID cards. Let me just give you one sad example from the past that should provide some historical guidance for us. In the early 1930s, the Dutch, in order to provide a better system of administering their particular variety of social benefits, put in a national identification card, and they included in that all sorts of information about a person, including name, race, religion, sex, and all of that. And 6 or 7 years later,
I'm sorry to interrupt you again. Do 5 more minutes with us. I want you to be able to finish your story, okay?
Sure.
And then give out any websites or phone numbers so folks can basically lobby these politicians and others who are trying to block this right now. We're on the front lines of the info war. defending liberty, resisting tyranny. I want to thank our guest for joining us. Final segment with him coming up, then your calls.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has always chosen socialist one-worlders for its leadership? Did you know that the United Nations seeks power to control the environment, population, children, and the whole world? They want to dissolve our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. And request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
The illegal aliens, but you're going to be tracked. National ID card. Bush also passed the new Freedom Initiative, openly written by the drug companies. Their own internal documents got leaked a year before Bush even passed it, where they bragged that 15% of children were now on psychotropic drugs and that they would force half of our school children onto it with this new diagnosing system. That's right, the schools are mental institutions slash prisons now. Going back to State Rep. Neil M. Kirk, It's HB 1582 in the Live Free or Die state. Please continue, sir, with your story about a European experience with a national ID card.
As I was saying, Alex, in Holland in the early part of the 30s, they set up a national ID card to help them better serve the people through their version of social programs. Well, when the Nazi Germans took over Holland at the end of the 1930s, the first thing they did was to get hold of these national ID cards and use them to identify, locate, and kill the Jewish Dutch citizens. And the point is that what could be used for a benign purpose, what could be used to help people, too often is misused, not in the extreme example of the Nazis, but perhaps by our own government acting in what they think is our best interests, but not, in fact, in our best interests.
But I go further than that. This government's openly saying it's above the law, engaged in all sorts of crime. I mean, there's no way I trust them with that.
I share your concern about government in general, and that's why we in New Hampshire don't want to participate in the Real ID Act. Why give those people who might harm you the tools to do it? It's not a smart thing to do.
Other key points that you need to make, sir, and how do we help you get this passed in New Hampshire to be a bellwether and a domino effect across the country?
I certainly think that contacting some of our state senators and other officials would be helpful, and I'd be pleased to give you a website to which some of your listeners might refer. But I would say at the end of the day, this is a battle that's fought within New Hampshire. I understand that the rest of the country is listening carefully to what we do, and hopefully if we decide to opt out of Real ID, their state governments will also follow us, which would really undercut the act. But ultimately, at this point, it's something that New Hampshire citizens have to talk about to their senators, and the senators in New Hampshire have to listen to their constituents. The website, for those who are interested, is granitestateid.com. granitestateid.com. No spaces. And if you go onto that website, you'll get all sorts of information about House Bill 1582, what can be done if you wanted to do something, and a little bit of history about what's going on in New Hampshire with respect to this effort.
Do you, just in your gut or, you know, looking at the field, do you see it going down in defeat? Do you see New Hampshire throwing out the national ID card?
I can't predict what the Senate will do tomorrow, but I can assure you that the opera isn't over until the fat lady sings. And even if the Senate turns it down tomorrow, and I'm not making a prediction, Alex, it's just a very divisive issue in the Senate. There are other ways that we can force this issue back to the table, and don't count us out if the Senate vote tomorrow doesn't go the right way.
Well, there's also blocking the state from funding it, if you have to, or blocking the state from taking the federal money to fund it. I mean, there's many ways to skin a cat.
There are, but if this bill does not pass, in New Hampshire, at least, the impetus will be towards accepting the federal money and participating in the system. You're right. We will still, I certainly will make an effort to take other actions so that that doesn't happen. But it will not be a happy day in Concord, our state capital.
Well, I really appreciate you, Neil Kirk, Representative. I wish we had more people like you in this country. It's shameful that a state like Texas, who thinks it's so free, the average Texan is just walking around, and I'm a Texan, I'm proud to be Texan, is walking around totally uninformed about what's going on, that our state is the most advanced in tracking and controlling of any of the 50, and I've looked at it closely. But hopefully we'll follow your great example and start trying to do that here and other states where we have affiliates. I'd like to be able to talk to you again in the future, especially if you're able to pass this, and Godspeed.
Thank you so much, sir.
Take care. Folks, we're going to come back and get into some other news and take some calls. In fact, I'm going to go right to your calls when we get back. Wide open phones right now. Any issue, any news story, any item I've raised, it's your chance to get involved. We'll take calls for the second half of the broadcast that starts in 30 seconds, basically. The point of no return here. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. talk about the illegal alien demonstrations yesterday, talk about Iran, talk about the economy. I've got some more comments on that I haven't gotten to, some other news items. It's all coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, I love it. Whenever we talk about a particular state's issue, it could be Hawaii, it could even be a protectorate or a possession like Puerto Rico, we get callers in on that issue, just a testament to the type of listenership we have across the country. We have a smattering of AM and FMs. What? This show has affiliates in about 25 states. But we have global shortwave listeners and internet listeners and satellite listeners all over the world. But we can talk about any issue you wish. Again, the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Before we go back to your calls, everybody needs to visit Infowars.com, short for Information War, Infowars.com. And you need to peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart at the video and bookstore. Number one, because these are powerful videos that I've produced, and I carry the other best videos I've seen out there, whether it's Loose Change Second Edition or just so many other films that we carry, you need to have them. There, of course, is also my classic 9/11 films. It's so important to expose government-sponsored terror. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Masters of Terror, Martial Law, 9-1-1, Rise of the Police State, my book on 9-11, 9-11 Descent into Tyranny, Webster Tarpley's definitive work on the subject, 9-11 Synthetic Terror Made in the USA, George Humphrey's excellent, 9-11 The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. All of these are must-haves. Then I have Tex Mars Codex Magica, an encyclopedic book on the occult activities of the elite. My newest film, The Order of Death, that has new footage inside Bohemian Grove, inside the idol, the ritualistic sacrifice, a human effigy that they do a ritualistic mock murder of, so much more. And when you get that video, you get free on the same DVD, the updated, re-edited, remastered with new information added, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. I've got a whole bunch of different specials. Again, there's 16 different specials on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And when you order any videos, I mean, if you order one video or one book, you get a free 69-page color cover citizen rule book with a Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, jury nullification, the power of the jury, the grand jury, famous quotes, powerful little booklet. And when you get a larger order, we put two or three of them in there. And we've got all these different specials. We have the Red, White, and Blue special where you get Martial Law, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, and Loose Change Second Edition. And you just get a huge discount when you order that. And we have all the savings listed for each special that is up there. We have the Reveal the New World Order special, the Order of Death and Dark Secrets combo with Dylan Avery's Loose Change 2. We have the September 11th book special, Descent into Tyranny, Order Out of Chaos, George Humphrey's 9/11 The Great Illusion, for only $19.95, three of those for $19.95. And we have the amazing T-shirt specials. Get one T-shirt and save $5. Get two T-shirts and save even more. Get T-shirts for as low as $5.95 a piece when you get three T-shirts. Again, the goal here is getting the information out. And you're authorized to make copies of any of the 14 films I've made. I can't authorize you to make copies of the other films we sell that other people produced. When you go to PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see all 14 of my films, over 100 of my weekly TV reports going back over 2 years. You can get dozens and dozens of weekly reports where I have a guest in studio each week. On average, some weeks I have two people in, some weeks I have nobody in, but on average it's a report every week, inside the studio, two-camera shoot, professionally done, with a lot of documents and key information added. You get all my best audio interviews posted up there, so you can skip past all my babble, right to the interviews. You get my book, Paul Watson's book. I mean, normally an e-book's $5 to $6. You get a whole bunch of e-books, bunch of other videos, all this stuff. It's a great activist tool. You can download them, burn copies, give them to people. PrisonPlanet.tv, $5.95 for a month. That's the price of less than 3 cups of Starbucks coffee a month. Or get a year membership and get 3 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv. But whatever you do, go to InfoWars.com and get some of the hard copies of the videos and get them out today. The effect of you getting the films and making copies is massive. Or call toll-free. They can answer all your questions, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please take action. Let's go ahead and talk to Shauna, New Hampshire. We were just talking about the great work of your fellow New Hampshireans that are there trying to defeat the national ID card, sir.
Yes, Alex, and I've been showing up at the protest, and we've been going around the towns in Portsmouth and Stratham, waking people up to this atrocious police state law. And I'm an electrical engineer, and personally, and also a subscriber to PrisonPlanet.tv, and I use your films and videos to help wake people up to the New World Order. So thank you very much for having that site.
Oh, no. Thank you for caring. Thank you for being a member. You make it all possible. But number one, thank you for waking other people up.
Well, Alex, every man in his life has to stand up for something, and we have to stand against the New World Order and what's going on in this country.
Well, I think that state rep we had on was very informed, but he didn't even know about USA Today admitting that the major pizza companies track you and run it through a federal database when you order a pizza. You know, he giggled at that. He thought I was making that up.
No, you're absolutely right, Alex. I've worked as a software consultant inside some of these government agencies, and it is absolutely scary, and I know people who work inside these agencies, and who have worked in them before, and it is absolutely scary the amount of information that they have on you. For instance, I'll give you an example. I worked for R.R. Donnelly and Sons, who owned a company called Metromail back in the early 90s, and they did a demonstration to the executives and some of the people there, and they said, oh, well, what's your name, and just give me your name and the state you live from. He told them how many kids he had, what grades they were in school, all kinds of information, and this was 1990.
And information technology is, what, doubling every 2 years?
Absolutely. It's doubling every 2 years. The number of disk drives, the number of data that can be stored on these disk drives, or the government's investing in terabyte drives. It's an incredible amount of data.
Well, the way the feds describe it in their own policy reports that are public that we link to, folks, we ever tried to read it all here on air, we wouldn't even have a show, we'd just be reading the whole time, that this is how it works. Google has these little spiders and robots, that's what they're called, these programs that go out and scan all the text and keywords, and it's basically older NSA technology, National Security Agency echelon type systems. Now with RFID and face scans and with your purchases being uploaded and all of this, the feds describe it, and IT experts and information technology experts describe it as Google, not in cyberspace, but a Google-type system in the real world where your family, your information, your viewing habits, your psychological algorithm, all of this is in real time in a government/private database that's always being updated millisecond by millisecond. It literally is like Google for reality.
Yes, it is, and it's called fractal type searching of data mining techniques, and it's the same sort of technology that allows you to go and do a fingerprint thumb scan and be able to within a few seconds identify the person from a database of millions of thumb scans or even billions. So this technology is out there. It is absolutely incredible and state-of-the-art. Think of Star Trek technology, and this is what the feds have.
Well, you're right. I mean, I remember seeing 6 years ago now in Indiana, AP report that the feds had put up hundreds of cameras hooked into software that, let's say there's 100 cars in the camera's view coming down the interstate, it can instantly, without zooming into each one, instantly recognize all the plate numbers and instantly run those through a database. Then 3 years ago, remember the headline, Florida town runs the license of every car that drives through it? It was some headline like that. But,
yeah.
But that got big attention. And as you come into the town, as you leave, as you drive around, you're having your background run. Everything's tracking you. Well, now I read articles that's been put in Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, New York, Chicago, on the interstate highways. Now they're just wiring it all in. I mean, how is that freedom? But we can't control our borders.
Exactly, Alex. And also, too, people are saying, well, where are they getting this technology? Well, they're getting it from industry. I worked in print industry where you use vision systems to see if your magazines were aligned as they were going through the binder and stuff and reject bad ones. And it's called doing fast Fourier transforms, and it's able to instantly, it recognizes things very much similarly the way the human brain does. And so it can go and look at a whole bunch of cars in the license plates and instantly grab those numbers and then run them through a database. And people, it is very, very scary, the technology that they have and the means by which they can implement their tyranny.
And again, that was done, that started 30 years ago with the NSA would have satellite photos taken or high-altitude aircraft surveillance taken, and they didn't want to have thousands of humans having to, with big magnifying glasses, look at each picture. So they taught the computers how to look at certain key shapes and things and then red flag those for analysis.
Exactly. And that's how the system like Carnivore works. In fact, Barnes & Noble had a search engine that was implemented in a computer language called Smalltalk, which is what I write in. And you could type in the word bouillabaisse, and it would recognize that you were talking about fish stew and give you books with that type of recipe in it. So the intelligence that they have in reading things like your email is quite a bit more advanced. Even if you were to use code words in place of certain things, it could recognize certain patterns and then flag those for...
It even has a lexicon or a thesaurus of popularly used code words, which then also brings in the error rate, which they may even want on purpose as an excuse to widen their net and claim that intelligence is showing a higher threat level. By the way, talking to folks who've worked in NSA, and I can't get into much of it because I've sworn to secrecy, a lot of it's classified, but really what NSA does, most of its operations is economic espionage. And most of that isn't against foreign countries. It's against Americans and other independent individuals and companies that whatever they steal is then selectively given to globalist companies that are part of the Allied Crime Syndicate. It's not free market.
That's right. You're absolutely correct in that. And what we have is a system of government where you have your tax dollars at hundreds of billions of dollars a year being used to fund technology that benefits a few private corporations so that they can steal more of our dollars. And that's just the plain simple truth. And your videos and stuff like that and your websites explain that in great detail.
Well, I try the best I can. Listen, it was really wonderful talking to you, Sean, and I want to commend you guys for being very close to defeating the National ID card via the Real ID Act there in New Hampshire.
We are going to do everything we can to get this to pass and so that New Hampshire is the lead state so that we can take the first step forward. And I've got to commend Vermont on putting together papers of impeachment for the president, because we do not stop this tyranny. It's going to roll over us.
I hear you, Sean. Thank you. We're going to talk to Brett in Oklahoma and others here in a few minutes. But first off, how long is this clip? Do I have time to roll it in the 5 minutes for the break? Yeah, okay. This is a little piece out a few years ago, and we're going to repost it on Infowars.com. When you go there, you're the technician at the pizza place. And this was done after the report came out in USA Today about how when you order a pizza, you run through a database. And it admitted that the big three pizza companies in America are doing this. Okay, no judge, no jury, no Fourth Amendment, no Fifth Amendment. This is just happening. And so they put it together with the view of you're the technician looking at a computer screen, clicking on these data files as you talk to the individual just off of their phone number. So let's go ahead and roll this. This is not even satire, folks. Here it is.
Pizza Palace, guaranteed hot in 30 minutes or it's free. This is Mary. May I take your order?
Hi, Mary. Yes, I'd like to order.
Is this Mr. Kelly?
Yes.
Thank you for calling again, sir. I share your national identification number as 610-204-9998-45-54610. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. I see you live at 736 Montrose Court, but you're calling from your cell phone. Are you at home?
I'm just leaving work, but I'm...
Oh, we can deliver to Bob's Auto Supply. That's at 175 Lincoln Avenue, yes?
No, I'm on my way home. How do you know all this stuff?
We just got wired into the system, sir.
Oh, well, I'd like to order a couple of your double meat special pizzas.
Sure thing. There'll be a new $20 charge for those, sir.
What do you mean?
Sir, the system shows me that your medical records indicate that you have high blood pressure and extremely high cholesterol. Luckily, we have a new agreement with your national health care provider that allows us to sell you double meat pies as long as you agree to waive all future claims of liability.
What?
Do you agree, sir? You can sign the form when we deliver, but there is a charge for processing. The total is $67 even.
$67?
Well, that includes the delivery surcharge of $15 to cover the added risk to our driver of traveling through an orange zone.
I live in an orange zone?
Now you do. Looks like there was another robbery on Montrose yesterday. You could save $48 if you ordered our special Sprout Submarine Combo and picked it up yourself. Comes with tofu sticks. Those are very tasty, sir. Good value, too.
But I want double meat.
Well, I'm sure you can afford the $67, then. You just bought those tickets to Hawaii. They weren't cheap, eh? Oh, but I see you checked out the budget beach bum at the library last week. Up to you, sir.
All right. I'll get the Sprout subs.
Good choice, sir. Gotta watch that waist if you're hitting the beach, eh? 42 inches. Wow. Man, I'd say tofu and sprouts is, like, required.
That's how much?
Just between you and me, there's a $3 off coupon in this month's Total Men's Fitness magazine. Your wife, Betty, subscribes to that, right? Anyhow, clip that and it's $19.99 even. Whoa, looks like you maxed out on all your credit cards. Bring cash, okay?
Want to stop this from happening?
Now, the feds have openly announced, Department of Agriculture, of all people, and then Health and Human Services a year later, I guess it was 4 years ago this started, that under the new national ID card sales tax that Neil Bortz promotes every single day, because he's so conservative, when you swipe your card, you're going to start getting CPS visits if you're eating too much ice cream or buying too much beer. Remember the guy that, who admitted he drank a six-pack every night to his doctor but didn't, but drank at home? He was having heart palpitations, and so they went ahead and revoked his license. No judge, no jury, no arrest. They just revoked his license. Remember that a few years ago? Remember? They are going to tax you and make you pay more. There'll be certain amounts of red meat you can buy, certain amounts of sugar, and then after that, it's going to cost more and go into a new national fund for health care. Now, a lot of you have been listening for 10 years or longer. You know I'm not kidding. Listen, that's not a joke. Okay? I'm serious. Okay? That wasn't satire you were just hearing. That's the level of control the government has. And the major pizza chains are uploading and running your background. See, because fugitives and wanted individuals will, the government won't know their address. But when someone calls in with their name and credit card and info, they will give a real address. And some of you will say, what do you got to hide? Good, arrest him. The point is, we're all being surveilled. Remember, I told you that all the major phone companies have NSA offices in them. That was public in 96. Now it's in the news and everybody's freaking out.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Globalists are going to carry out bombings, stage riots, release bird flu, smallpox, whatever they need, get us all herded into cities, track and trace everything we do, force drug the entire population, take your pension funds, totally enslave you. I'm not kidding. That's their official plan. And I'm sorry the real world's scary, but look at history. Tyranny and abuse and despotism is the norm. Freedom is almost unknown. And America's always bigger and better. We're always bigger and better in Texas, too. So hey, we're really on the forefront here in Texas. I've been sitting here watching it in horror since college. Brett in Oklahoma, thank you for holding, Brett.
Yes, Alex. I've got a little workaround for your pizza. If you go in and see them in the store and order pizza direct, they'll ask only for your first name. If you pay for it cash right up front, no track, no trace.
Well, see, that's why with a national ID card, your driver's license, they're going to swipe it to just to decide what sales tax bracket you're in.
Well, I know. I just took my daughter to get a new ID card the other day, and they took her fingerprint and her thumbprint, and, you know, iZap, you know.
And see, you're in Oklahoma. It's already there.
Oh, yes, sir. I have it and don't like it. Did you ever use my footage I sent you on the Goldsby gassing there, the where they were spraying down south of Norman there?
Sir, I was looking for that video. How was it labeled? When did you send it?
Oh, it was back when it first happened.
A year and a half ago.
Yeah.
We actually right now have a guy in there sitting on the floor with huge boxes of VHS tapes, digging through them, logging them, and watching them. You ought to see the stuff we're finding.
And you probably get a lot.
Well, I've just gotten... We now have probably 500 tapes, no exaggeration, but we are going through them, so people keep sending stuff.
Absolutely.
We try to go through it when it comes in. It's insane around here. All we do is work.
I encourage everybody to plant a little victory garden, too. If things get tight, you know, you got some food that's there.
Well, instead of buying your kids some junky G.I. Joe $200 toy set, plant a garden. Children instinctively love it.
Absolutely.
But again, gardens are very al-Qaeda-ish. They're trying to restrict them in areas of Oregon. Cities are.
We're kind of, you know, out here in the territories in Oklahoma.
Anything else on your mind?
Criminals, all of us. Oh, I was just wondering if we should go out and all buy a, you know, as a form of protest, buy large numbers of Levi's or something, or communications equipment, or... consumable goods, you know, that would label us as terrorists.
Oh, yeah, the Texas manual says those that, that wear Levi's, those that have cell phones, those that have children, those that are nice to police, friendly to police is the exact quote, those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, those that have road almanacs, those that are believe in the Second Amendment, land rights activists, or property rights activists, excuse me.
Yeah, and if you have Social Security cards or driver's license, either originals or copies. It's in the unusual discoveries list. It's just crazy.
It's designed to make everyone a terrorist, sir, because the government are the real terrorists, so the terrorists want us to be the terrorists. They want us to be the bad guys. In a tyranny, there are laws that everyone breaks. There are regulations that everyone breaks, so if they want to selectively enforce, they can.
Well, I think a lot of our police are waking up, and the Barney Fifes that get caught behind the lines, I don't know. They probably won't be treated well. But.
Look at New Orleans. The cops threw FEMA out of three parishes. They refused to let FEMA sabotage equipment, and they tried to stand up against gun confiscation.
Absolutely. I'd definitely back them there. They take mine out of my cold, dead hands there.
God bless you. Good to hear from you, Brett. We'll start the third hour. We're going to get into Iran, big developments there. More on the illegal aliens getting violent, the media trying to cover that up. I want to get into the economy, some of the indicators there. Very important information. Totally jam-packed third hour. But first, we'll continue with your phone calls. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air. Listen, the globalists are trying to implement right now. That means people are waking up. Fertile ground.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.